If you fiddle around in your TSP account a lot, that's probably not a good idea. And if you fiddle around in your TSP account never, that's also not a very good idea. Tom Trabucco, the Director of External Affairs at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, is here to talk about finding that balance. It's good to talk to you as always, sir.
Hello, Francis. Good to be with you.
I'm very sorry. I apologize before we start. I know that Congressman Anthony Weiner's press conference is going on right now, and I apologize for interrupting that with all this TSP talk.
Right, right. Well, he's got his problem, so we've got ours, right?
Well, part of the problem that I see is what I sent to you in this New York Times story that we have a link to at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. The headline made me think of you because it says, "The Guilt of Trading Too Much." Now, you and I have talked pretty extensively about folks that have been involved in moving money around all the time in their TSP accounts, which is exactly at cross purposes of the whole point of the thrift savings plan. And we don't, I think, need to go there. I think people get where you and I both stand on that. But there are a lot of things in this news story that got me to thinking about how people approach that balance in their TSP account. What do you think about that?
I agree. And I'm very grateful for you pointing out this story to me. I would have missed it. This is an interesting study because it concerns wealthy people and how, you know, we all have this vision of wealthy people who have wealth because they know how to manage it properly, and perhaps they have inside information and they can get in and out quickly and all of the rest of it. But it shows that this study, at any rate, shows that they are racked with guilt if they are in the position of trading too much. They know they're trading too much. They know it's not helping them, but they are almost addicted to doing it. And the good news that my takeaway from this story was that only 40% say they practice market timing rather than stick to a general buy and hold strategy. And that, of course, is not mean holding on to the exact same allocation throughout your entire period of investing. So 60% of the wealthy are saying you're better off if you just, or at least the wealthy surveyed in this piece, you're better off being more conservative.
The third paragraph of this in particular made me think about the thrift savings plan from this New York Times story. It says a study by Dalbar, a mutual fund research firm in Boston, found that in the 20 years through December, the average stock fund investor had annualized returns of 3.8%. That's because of moving money around on their own, compared with 9.1% for the Standard & Poor's 500 stock index. And that's, of course, what the C fund and the TSP is based on. Now, if you think about that's over the last 20 years, that includes the 09 to 10 meltdown. That includes the tech bubble and bust in the early parts of the 2000s. I mean, that goes through quite a few down cycles, not just a bunch of up cycles.
That's
and the
right.
The conclusion that this company came to was the average person in short would have been much better off buying an index fund and holding it for 20 years.
That's right. That is their conclusion, and I've seen a number of studies that conclude the same thing for two basic reasons. Really, the fundamental problem, as it noted in the story with frequent trading, is that very few people can consistently outsmart the market, both in when to get out and when to get back in. And the other is, of course, that there are costs associated with frequent trading, which take away from your investment return.
I watch CNBC a lot. We've talked about some of the things that we've seen on there from time to time when it comes to investing and so on. It occurred to me last week, after being a viewer of that network for probably 5 or 6 years pretty seriously, I'm not nearly as smart as the people that get paid a lot of money to try to figure the market out, and I don't have the time to figure it out to the level that they do. So how could I even pretend to think that I could do it a couple hours a week when they spend 40 to 80 hours a week trying to do exactly the same thing at a lot bigger stakes than me?
That shows a lot of wisdom, Francis. And, and again, as it says in this story, older people, and I'm not saying you're older, but older people.
Watch your step there.
We're generally mellower on these things. And the author of the study called this finding, quote, the Zen of age.
Yep. That's a beautiful thing. That's called getting wiser. As I am getting older, I certainly feel that, especially after the weekend, Tom. I appreciate being on with me this afternoon.
Very good. Thank you, Francis.
Tom Trabucco, the Director of External Affairs, the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. You always get your latest TSP information right on the homepage of federalnewsradio.com if you're paying attention to what your funds are doing. It's all posted there, and all of my conversations with Tom at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. And we've even linked up this New York Times article for you called The Guilt of Trading Too Much. That's on the in-depth page as well at federalnewsradio.com.